we the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
Yeah, no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go. Let's do this. Best day of the week is here. The Warriors are about to play the Bucks. Lamar Jackson's back. You need to make a pick. The Giants have a new manager. He knows how to command a room. He was a whole lot of fun. This could be a great day.
Too many topics, not enough show.
That's
today,
true.
Mark.
That's
we,
true.
We hit that Warriors live right at 4 o'clock, I believe, right?
And the Dodgers have lost twice in a row. I kept going, why do I feel so good today? Why do I wake up and feel so good today? That might have something to do with it, too.
Yeah, and
it might.
Especially when it's kind of an Ottoman game where Toronto, pop, you get an early lead, and your little young pup rookie pitcher goes out there and shoves, and next thing you know, Dave Roberts, forever Giant.
He's out there
talking about, well, you know, there's no quit in this room, and we're going to go out there and just take them one at a time, and, you know, we got to get game six. And I'd love to see a little bit of the Dodger pucker factor.
Yeah.
Because I've got, whatever, I went to school down there, you live down there, you and I both know of 1,000,000,000 Dodger fans.
Too many in my life.
I love them all, my friends, I wouldn't mind to have a little bit of baseball suffering because if they lose with this team.
Well, there's that, and then here's the other part of it. It's a quick question, we're going to start with the Warriors in a sec, but quick question. Why are we so stupid? Like, as sports fans, I don't know where we get these sort of like things that are either narratives or trends that we've decided we can sort of like plant a flag in the ground on them. And then they get disproven all of the time, but we don't learn. Stop me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
When you're watching that 87 inning thing that happened on Monday night, right? Was it Monday night?
Or Tuesday morning.
No, yeah, exactly. When you're watching that game, and you get to the 14th inning and the 15th inning and the 16th inning, and both bullpens are just dragging and there's sweat flying off of people's faces. And you're thinking about bringing in pitchers that are starting the next game. You're thinking about pitching right fielders. You're thinking about all this stuff. Don't you have the thought go through your head, whoever loses this game is screwed?
Right, right.
Well, like,
you can't possibly come back from that level of disappointment.
Yeah.
Your bullpen's taxed. You had a game that you had to work really hard for, and then you lost it. Well, that team's done.
You're done.
You're done.
All they've done from that point is go on the road twice in a row and completely punk the supposed best team in the history of baseball. They told everybody we're never pitching to Shohei again. All they've done is pitch to Shohei and get him out. You're getting hot shot ground balls over to first base, and Vlad Guerrero is slapping first base with his open hand. I mean, the Jays have just swaggered around since that game. So why do we think stuff like that?
Because it's a convenient narrative. And, you know, I wonder what the actual records are in the postseason of a team losing a deep, deep, deep game. Not like a 10-inning game, but a game where both teams really get taxed. I wonder if the team that loses doesn't actually come back and win more often than, you know, the narrative is, you're done.
You're done.
You're done. You can't possibly come back from that.
Because you're emotionally spent and now you're physically spent. So you've got neither working for you. And all they've done since then is play perfect baseball.
Right, right.
Perfect baseball. So anyway, enough about that stupid World Series. But anyway, I meant what I said a second ago, and we would love, to sort of dip our toe in the water with all of you Warrior fans. This is silly, right? It's only been 5 games, and I want to make sure that, like, at least from my standpoint, I don't make it about these 5 games. That's not what it's technically about. But I have no interest in Giannis at all. None. None. And I wonder how many of you sort of feel like you're in the same boat? Or is that crazy? Like, I'm open-minded enough to be like, am I doing this wrong? Like, that's Giannis. All you want in the NBA is one of those dudes. That's all you want. And the dude that we've got, his days are numbered. So would it be absolutely perfect? And what does Joe Lacob do? What do we always hear from all the reporters? Big game hunter.
Yep.
Big game hunter. Okay. So Giannis, though, whether it's a pipe dream, whether we've talked about it too many times, okay, I get all that. But what crazy person wouldn't acquire Giannis if you could? And I guess that's me. And it's for those two reasons that I just brought up earlier on the crossover. Number one, if I believe in the team that I'm watching right now, then I only want to think about right now. Like, I do not have any interest now in talking about next year or the year after. And then secondarily, I really do have what I would call a healthy fear or respect for the idea that this would not look like you think it would look.
And then you just never know.
It wouldn't be turnkey. I don't think things are turnkey like that.
Well, when Jimmy came, it was pretty turnkey.
It was kind of turnkey.
And the thing about that is, you know that Steph and Jimmy and Draymond work, and you've seen it. And you've seen it now for the end of last year and into the postseason, the first round, and now through five games. You've seen it. It fits, and it works. And so even if it had to cost you Kuminga, which you couldn't do till January or whatever, you don't know that if Giannis came in, and I think Jimmy would have to go out, most likely, or Draymond, or you'd have to part with some of your core. And I'm with you as far as, you know, it may not work. And what you're doing right now, it's working. You're 4-1, small sample, whatever, but the depth and your core, everything you've got cooking right now, and I know you got to knock on wood with age and health, whatever,
sure, sure,
but
sure.
Giannis will be 31 in December. He's still a phenomenal top five player currently going, but you have another guy in Steph Curry who's at that level.
Well, and there's also something to be said even five games in, but when you see something, I'm like, I'd like to watch this. I'd like to see where this goes. So don't mess this up. I do. I want to see where this goes. I'm not sure that it's going to lead to the Western Conference Finals. I'm not positive that Kuminga is going to be on the team. I'm not positive that everybody's going to be healthy. I'm not positive that Jonathan will continue to play this way or that Jimmy will continue. Like, I'm not positive, but I would like to see where this goes. And so that's it. I want to see where this goes.
Right.
So I don't want to upset anything. And then here's where I could almost start convincing myself of maybe odd things, because Giannis is a great player. But if the idea is, hey, you'd get Giannis, it's kind of like what the Lakers just did, right? Like, LeBron's still there, but we got our guy for the future. All right, well, is the presence of that guy alone enough to ensure that you're going to be awesome down the road? Well, his presence in Milwaukee the last couple of years has not ensured crap.
Right.
So, like, why? And in fact, he had some good players around him. He played with Dame Lillard all year last year until the playoffs. And
yeah.
What'd that get you? You know what I mean? So, like, that's the other thing that goes through my head. Teams are still teams, even in the NBA, where the number one player is most important. Maybe a good team can't win without its best player. But if all you've got is the best player and you don't have a team to put around him, I don't think you have much either.
Yeah, and I wonder about the impact of what Jimmy Butler has done. Like, you talked about him being an ultimate locker room guy right now, which is kind of different from, I guess, the way it was in other spots. But the mentoring that he's doing with Kuminga, the overall vibes that Jimmy has brought beyond just the Buddy Hield Jimmy thing, he has come in and not only fit, but he's elevated the culture here. I'm not saying Giannis couldn't do the same thing. Who knows? I mean, Giannis is a better player than Jimmy Butler, but you would be shaking up and disrupting what appears to be a very good chemistry right now in this team.
And we've got a Twitter poll along these exact lines for you. So, Dub Nation, time to get engaged. We do it before every game. You vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. Brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. Warriors against Giannis and the Bucks tonight. And Giannis' future continues to be a big story around the league. So if it meant losing Jimmy Butler, multiple first-round picks, and more, probably Kuminga, let's be real, would you still want the Warriors to trade for Giannis? Vote now on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page, and we will share the results with you later. And yes, Warriors Live starts in an hour and a half.
Yep.
So we're firing on all cylinders quick today. We'll get to all of this. We'd love to hear from you on the idea of, do you have any, like right now, do you have interest in getting into Giannis trade talks if it goes that way later this year? That's one thing. We will have more reaction from the Giants announcing their new manager and introducing him, Tony Vitello. I was over there. Very, very impressive.
You were?
I was there.
Okay.
Yeah, I went. I went down there and we did the darn thing.
Surprised they let you in.
They did. They let me in. It
you
was
know
okay.
People.
Well, I spent yesterday being like, this is how you do a press conference. So I had to go down there and do a press conference.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
You were pretty bossy yesterday.
You got to back that thing up.
You handled it. Great question, too, which I'm sure we'll play at some point throughout the day.
Some point. But anyway.
Let's go to Mark. Not in the back.
Let's go to Mark. Maybe a little too early for some. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Warriors Summit is Thursday, November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together again discussing yet another Warriors season, but this time we do it 9 games in, so we get a different flavor. We got a lot more to talk about. It's going to be me and Dibs from 2 to 4, and then all the hosts from 4 to 6 at Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Great prizes to give away, drink specials at Jack's. Your chance to meet us. We can't wait to meet you. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill on Thursday, November 6th. Your calls right now, coming up next, 888-957-9570. Willard and Dibs.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky from The Morning Roast, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs. And if you want to see their beautiful faces, you can check them out on YouTube. Search 95.7 The Game right now.
Can I read you some texts from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line?
Yeah, sure.
Hang on, let's see. Because a lot of them just came through on this. And then we'll go to the phones. I do like this one, 415. Not getting Giannis would be like the Niners not getting Tom Brady because they thought they were good enough. Foolish.
Okay. I don't necessarily agree with the comp, but I like the effort.
I was on the wrong side of the fence at the time.
I didn't think that Brady would go anywhere and win a Super Bowl, and he did. So
he did.
I was wrong.
And the Niners were coming off of, like, losing a close Super Bowl. So
yep.
The idea that they were right there is not crazy. They were. They were they were right there. But I think that's a fun kind of comp to throw in there. Let's see. 408, Willard, you're crazy not to want Giannis. What can Jimmy do that Giannis can't do better? Boy, that to me covers only about 10% of the story. This is not a Jimmy for Giannis swap.
Nope. That doesn't work. Trade
that.
Machine.
It doesn't work. So the Warriors are throwing in more. And oh, by the way, don't forget, probably at least 3 first round draft picks.
If it's Jimmy and Kuminga, you got to take some stuff back and you're going to give up, 3 firsts. If it's Jimmy and Kuminga, it's 3 firsts. If it's Jimmy and something lesser, then it's going to be 4 firsts. So, I mean, there goes a lot of your draft capital for the future.
707, you must stop this sports talk nonsense. If you could get Giannis, you get him. Imagine the gravity with Steph. I get that there's an allure to that, but what I guess my immediate answer to that is, because I can't tell you that it wouldn't be the most amazing thing ever, but I do think that even if it was, it would take some time. And I know we've got this comp of like Jimmy came in, you washed your hands, poof, and it worked. Most of the time in the NBA, when you have that much gravity on the floor, when you have people that are that ball dominant, it takes a minute. It takes a minute to be at a high, high, high level. You know what I mean? LeBron goes to the Heat. They didn't win the first year. They were in the finals.
Yeah, Luka went to the Lakers. They didn't win the first year.
So, like, I that's the other thing. I believe that this group, only Jimmy Butler being relatively new, smaller players like Horford are new, but this is largely a group that's been playing a lot of basketball together. and appears pretty ready to go compete at a high level right now.
And I think the big sticking point for me is Jimmy Butler. He doesn't really need to have the ball as much as Giannis does. Giannis is a better player, certainly, but I think that Jimmy has a better ability at this point to be the Batman. I mean, the Robin to Steph's Batman. And if you have Giannis come in, then I think it's going to be hard for those two to both be able to get their needs fully met when they're both on the court. And you're going to want them both on the court a lot.
510, anybody that wants Giannis is not watching Kuminga this season.
Well, I mean, Kuminga's been great, yeah, five games in. Good. But yeah, and you can't trade Kuminga till January. So the one trade I put in, it would be Moody and Jimmy. Like, if they made the trade before the game tonight, Moody and Jimmy for Giannis, that works. And then go ahead and give up four first-round picks, and we'll see how that goes.
I think the Bucks would try to add another player in so that they could get Kuminga, not Moody.
Right. And
that's what they would ask
Moody
for.
Moody has been upgraded to probable tonight. Good. So it looks like Moody will play with the... He was having some soreness in the thumb that was surgically repaired.
Here's kind of another interesting take on it, 408. Giannis, call me old school, but just like Steph Curry as a Warrior, I'd like to see him solely play for Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really give a rip about that, but I get the sentiment.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's got a long way to go. Giannis is not even 31, and if he plays another 7 or 8 years, I'd be quietly stunned if he finished out his whole career in Milwaukee.
408 Willard, it doesn't matter what you think. Every GM and team will immediately trade for Giannis. No, that's not true. Actually, trades are hard, and so that would be very, very difficult to get done. And again, giving up
trades are hard.
Yeah, all kinds of first round capital. No, it's not just an automatic no brainer that you go do something like this. And B, does it matter what I think? No, it doesn't matter what I think. But that's what we're all doing here, right? We're like offering up what we think,
right?
You know, like if you want a couple of GMs to come in and do this show, you can. Your information might be better. I think your boredom would be higher too. But whatever.
Yeah. And
doesn't matter what you think, Dibs.
Yeah, and what's funny is it really matters what Giannis thinks because he's got 1 year left on his deal next year, and then it's a player option. So if he doesn't want to get traded somewhere, I don't think that he has a no trade, but he has the ability to say, I'm out. So if you trade for him at the deadline this year, you might only get a year and a half. So you give up four firsts and a couple of your key players, and you get a year and a half of disgruntled Giannis?
No doubt this comes, wherever he goes, it comes with an extension.
Right.
No doubt. But, no doubt.
And, you know, the Warriors are in a little bit of a spot already as far as the financials, but, and if, Giannis is going to make, let's just say this deal happens. It's Kuminga and it's Butler. You take back a bunch of Antetokounmpos and he wants a new deal. He's going to get 5 years and probably $400 million. So right. Now you're paying him 80 average annual?
But none of that would kick in. And first of all, Butler would not be on the team anymore. Right. And an extension would kick in after Steph is gone. So
that's assuming Steph will be gone.
Yeah.
Steph has the ability at some point this year to tack on another year on his deal. And he'll probably want 70. So quickly, you're going to be pressing up against that old second apron, Mark.
Ooh, here's a fun one for everybody that's like, duh, of course you do whatever you can for Giannis. So someone just said, would you include Steph?
Right. I mean, sure. Sorry, Steph. You're a Bucks. You get to go play with Kyle Kuzma.
You're a Bucks. Is that where Kuzma is now? I can't even keep track.
Yep.
Is that where Kuzma is? Miles Turner's playing there now. Miles Turner.
Steph, yeah. I know you've carved out a nice little life down there in Atherton, but I need you to call Aisha and the kids.
Aisha.
Pack your things.
You know who else is playing for the Bucks? The one Warrior that got away. Ooh, Ryan Rollins.
Ryan Rollins.
Yeah. He's actually good.
Oh, he's actually good?
He is.
Yeah, good. Let's get a look tonight. And let's go to the phones. How about Don in Berkeley? Hi, Don. What's up?
Hi. I'm with Willard. I want to see where this goes. And part of that is because, for me, following sport is like reading a novel or watching a good series on TV because there's stories and personalities. And the Kuminga thing is so interesting to me because he's finally doing all the things that if he had done them last year, we wouldn't have had a summer full of controversy. He would have gotten paid what he wanted, and now he's doing it, and he looks terrific. He's rebounding. He's hitting three-pointers at a high rate. He's hitting foul shots. He's making good plays. He's playing within the flow, whether it's the Butler influence or whatever it is. I just really want to see where it goes with Kuminga. Is he a generational talent like some people have justifiably thought? And, you know, Giannis is obviously a great player, but I think Kuminga is, and the chemistry that they have now, they have so many interesting storylines. I think Quentin Post is a fascinating storyline, somebody that they weren't expecting anything from. And then he goes out and he pops three-pointers. He's put on weight. He's defending at a high level. And I just really like the team as it is right now. I wouldn't break it up.
Don, thanks. Yeah, that's interesting. I here's one thing that you said that let's spend a minute or two on this. The idea of, like, I want to see where Kuminga's stardom grows, and yeah. Does he just become really
good?
He's
a generational talent. Yeah. That might be a little bit much for me, but
I agree. It's a little bit much for me too. But I'm also, like, I'd love to say it this way. I'm not that interested in that. That's that individualism thing that I'm really just so done with. I'm so done with this whole individualistic thought process in the NBA. So every single one of you, for instance, who's ever uttered the phrase in this Kuminga conversation, let him cook, you're doing the individualistic thing. I have no interest in anyone cooking. I don't want anyone to clean. I don't need anybody to vacuum. I don't need anybody to do anything. I need the Warriors to be a good team. And what Kuminga's doing right now fits. So what I want Kuminga to do is this.
Yeah, keep fitting.
Wherever that goes next, that's where that goes next. That's a different conversation for a different day in a post-Steph world that may or may not be on this team. But I'm just not that attached to that process. Can he become a generational talent? Can he be exactly what this basketball team needs him to be? Because that appears to me to be what he figured out this summer.
So far, the answer is yes, he can be that. And I do think sometimes about the post-Steph future. And if you still have Kuminga and he continues to be this type of a productive and positive player, and you think about the other young guys you have, assuming you keep the majority of them, in 3 or 4 years, you could have a nice group of guys in their mid to late 20s. I'm not saying any of them will be superstars right, or all-stars, but you would have a nice foundation to then add a piece like a Giannis at 33, a real top-flight guy to come in and lift this good, solid core over the top. But I told you this a month ago going into this season. I'm just going to focus on enjoying Steph, yes, and enjoying what we have. And 4-1 is, it's awesome. I mean, they could be 5-0, they could be 0-5, whatever. I'm just enjoying watching that guy play basketball still and watching this team around him. And yeah, Giannis, it's always a topic whenever Milwaukee is going to be around and you play him twice. Thank God you don't play him more often. Otherwise, we'd be talking about this a ton. But yeah, I'm with you as far as interested in trading for him. I'm not interested.
Yeah, and like I said off the top, by the way, if that sounds silly, I totally get it. Like, I'm willing to be the guy that 2 years from now, you know, like, puts his palm on his forehead and is like, what the hell was I thinking? I'm just telling you where I'm at mentally and emotionally right now. I love what I'm seeing in terms of Warrior basketball these first 5 games. And I don't want to trade anyone for anyone. So you could replace the Giannis name with whoever you want. I mean, maybe Wemby. But you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like, you could put any name in there, and I'm like, I don't know, dude. I'm kind of in the process of falling for this team. And I just want to watch it right now. So, like, it's more even just the mind frame I'm in right now. They've played some really interesting basketball stylistically.
They've played great basketball.
They were 12-3 last year. So I'm not sitting here going 4-1 start. Ooh, we're going to win the whole thing. I'm talking about stylistically and the answers they have to the problems that get presented on an NBA floor, that, like, ooh, I am very intrigued. So that's all. I just want to watch this thing go.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I was just looking at the Twitter page in our engagement poll brought to you by Shane Co. The votes are coming in, and right now it says, if it meant losing Jimmy and first-round picks, would you still want the Warriors to trade for Giannis? And it's run 53-47. The no's are barely ahead. Yeah. So there's a lot of yes. I mean, the yes,
sure.
But there's more no's than I thought there'd be. People who would not be interested in trading Jimmy as a part of a package.
I think people are excited.
Yeah.
I think people are excited about Warrior basketball right now. Why wouldn't you be? They've won different styles. They've won against high-level opponents. They've already beaten the Lakers, the Clippers, and the Nuggets. Draymond Green was on his podcast the other day, and he named five teams in the West who he thinks are the true contenders. Well, they're one of them. That leaves four other teams. They've played three of them already, and they've beaten them all.
They held the Clippers to 30 points?
In the second half.
In the second half?
Exactly. Like, and so, yes, it's just a start, and it's all of those little things. I get it, but at the same time, I don't know, man. This is a very, very interesting start, and I just want to go on the ride. That's my mood right now. Let's go to Austin in San Jose. Hi, Austin. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, fellas. Hey, Will. Diz, how you guys doing?
What's
Listen,
up?
I want to push back a little bit, as I like to do. So it's for me, it's I would do the deal. For sure, I would do it. No problem. You know what I mean? Bring Giannis here. Don't want to be prisoner of the moment. I think the Jimmy, while he's fine, Jimmy always feels like a rental to me. I would go get, if you want to go ahead and do the KD thing, absolutely go get Giannis. And I don't see any of the young guys that I wouldn't trade to get Giannis. That's kind of where my thoughts are today, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not going to sit here and call it crazy for anybody who's like, yes, you get Giannis by any means necessary. I don't think that's a crazy opinion. It's just not where I'm at. And then I also love to dive into the analytics of these things. Take this for example, and I bet you'll get this right away. The second Jimmy Butler arrived, what was the stat that immediately went from you guys are terrible at it to you guys are great at it? Almost overnight when he arrived last year. What was the team thing that they couldn't do well that all of a sudden they did really well?
Shoot free throws?
Exactly. Who sucks at it?
Not Jimmy.
Giannis.
Yeah. Well,
under 65%.
His field goal percentage this year is higher than his free throw percentage.
Understood.
He's shooting 68 understood. From the floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's 65, so.
He's 64 this year. He's 69 for his career.
Yep.
But he's also, things are out of whack this year. He's shooting 57% from three so far. He's a 28% career shooter from three. So he's off to a hot start.
Yeah,
good for him.
I mean, 57%, he's probably 6 for 11, I would guess.
I can tell you exactly what he is, actually.
5 for 9 would be 55.5%. So I thought 6 for 11 would be about 57%.
Let me pull up the game log here. 3 points. He is... Ooh, almost really, really good. He
7
is,
for 12?
No, he's 4 for 7.
Oh, wow. Yeah? Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, he's 4 for 7.
Yeah, and he's averaging, I think, 36 and 14
36
in the
points
early
a game.
Going.
He has not been held below 31 in the first four games.
And if you look at scoring in the association, scoring has been bananas. The Heat are leading the league, averaging a buck 31 a game. So... I mean, defense is kind of passe now in the association
Optional.
Early on.
Yeah. Yep. Look, I mean, there's no rational way we can sit here and be like, well, here are the parts of Giannis's game that I don't like. Like, dude, he's one of the top five players in the league.
Yep.
This is not arguable. So I fully understand that. I just think that when you are in the mood for a trade, it's because you're not really thinking that what you've got is special. And by the way, the Giannis idea, I don't think most people even think about it in terms of what it would do for the Warriors this year. They think it's a smart move because it would ensure the Warriors have a star for the next 6 or 7 years. And let me tell you something I don't care about today, 2029.
Even 2026.
I don't care. Exactly. I mean, I care about 2026 because that's the second half of the season.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not worried about that right now. There's a long way to go with Steph and Jimmy. There's a lot of basketball games left to go this year, next year, and then who knows what happens after that. And so to me, those of you who really would want Giannis, you're basically saying, like, yeah, I need you to secure 2027 and 2028 for me. I'm just like, maybe. I'm not there. My mind's not even on those
years. My assumption is that when those days come, that they will do what is needed to be done to secure that. I don't think that post-Steph, Joe Lacob will step back and say, you know what? God, what a run that was.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and just draft really smart and build with this young core, and we'll wait 3 to 5 years before we hopefully make it back to where we were. No, as soon as they no longer have a $62 million a year star because he retires, he's going to go out there and find a guy making $70 million and go trade for that player and do everything in his power to keep this baby rolling.
Completely.
That's Joe Lacob.
Yep, absolutely.
Joe Lacob.
707. Willard, I get you're excited about the team this year, but let's take it easy and enjoy the ride. Warriors started off 12-3 in their first 15 last year. I'd argue that's exactly what I'm doing. That's actually my point. Like, can we enjoy this ride? I want to enjoy this ride. I don't want to create a new ride. I'm not done with this one yet.
We just got started.
Right.
We haven't even gone up the first incline on this roller coaster.
On chapter one of the book, I really like it. I'd like to read the rest of it before I pick up another one. That's all. Nobody's jumping ahead to conclusions. I just think that this is a super interesting team that's got a lot of answers. But let's see what happens. Omar in Oakland is next. Hi, Omar. Thanks for the call.
What's going on? And I want to make a couple points. I want to say that Warrior fans got to stop being delusional, because you're not going to get a KD type of player every year. That situation happened because the salary cap was way weird back then, and KD took a less deal than he should have took on the market. And he also did a solid when he left in 2019, because he did a sign-and-trade, which turned into D'Angelo Russell, which then turned into Andrew Wiggins, who obviously helped the Warriors win a final in 2022.
Which then turned into Jimmy Butler, by the way.
And it also turned into Jonathan Kuminga.
Yep.
I agree. But what I'm trying to say is, why would the Bucks even do a trade for Giannis is 30 years old. They could get way better offers from Orlando, Atlanta, Chicago, New York Knicks, Brooklyn, Boston. Why would they even want to take a 36-year-old Butler and all these guys? They're not in a situation of trying to get older. Giannis is 30. He's in his prime. If he is going to get traded, I think it would be a team like OKC or Minnesota, if we're being honest, or the Spurs.
Well, Omar,
where they have young pieces.
Yeah, you could be right, but remember, Giannis is the one who ends up having a lot of say in this for the reason that Dibs just brought up earlier, which is he's not going to re-sign with a place that he doesn't want to be. So these are never conversations that include all of the teams. Milwaukee will not be. If this were to come to be where they were having trade conversations, Milwaukee's not in control. Giannis is in control. So there's that aspect. The second part of it is what teams actually want, and thank you so much, Omar. What teams actually want when they're forced to trade a star, because what they really want is to just keep their guy. But when they're forced to trade a star, what they really need is a lot of draft capital in return. So like you mentioned the Knicks, and I know that the Knicks have been mentioned as where Giannis, that's his first choice of where he wants to go. Well, all of their first round draft picks are gone because they thought Mikal Bridges was a superstar. So what do you do? That's the problem. Could they get a better player from the Knicks? Sure. But they could get a lot better draft capital from Golden State or many other places. And then, yeah, you have to answer the question of where does Giannis want to go? And does that place also want to bring his brothers along for the ride?
I mean, for the ride, sure. You guys, you two, Thanasis and Apasis, I can't remember. Yanasis.
Thanasis
and Apasis. It is Thanasis and Apasis.
I know Thanasis. You know? I don't know what the other dude's name is.
Yeah, I mean, Agassiz, it's something like, there's a sis in there.
Kostas.
Huh?
Kostas.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good, proper Greek name.
Kostas?
Kostas.
And Alex?
And Alex.
Wait, there's four of them?
Yeah, there's actually five Antetokounmpos.
But there's
another
three.
One named Francis.
But there's only three on the Bucs, right? Yeah, there's only three.
I don't think Alex is a Buck.
Alex is a Buck.
Oh.
I'm looking at the roster right now.
Alex
and Thanasis. I don't know where Kostas is.
Kostas is not a Buck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not.
There's too many to keep track of.
They're like, get the Buck out of here, dude.
Yeah, that's a four.
Thanks.
Yeah, Thanasis, a 6'7 small forward, and Alex is he's on a two-way. So wherever
right
you go
is.
When you're not in Milwaukee, he's going there. But the other piece of it is if you're the Bucks and you trade Giannis somewhere, just all hypotheticals, of course, but you want that team to be no good, so when you get their picks, they're actually high picks. So you're not going to trade him to the Warriors knowing that, okay, now Giannis is a Warrior, and I get their picks in 29, 31, well, 33, and 35, whatever it is. But the odds are the Warriors are still going to be good.
Yeah, but
they've been good.
You're forced, though. Your hand is forced. You know what I mean? Dallas sends Luka to the Lakers. You're going to get the Lakers first-round draft picks or whatever. And it's like, those are going to be lottery picks? Probably not. You know what I mean? But you're stuck. Again, what do the Bucks want to do? They would like to keep Giannis. This is the point you made. You're right. It's what Giannis wants that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm just coming at it from the fan perspective of I don't give a rip right now. I don't give a rip. I know the Bucks are on the schedule tonight, so this is bringing who would you trade for Giannis? I don't care. I do not have any interest in discussing Giannis trades right now. I want the Warriors to beat Giannis tonight. That's where my head is.
Favored by 2.5. The Warriors are. Yeah, Bucks are home dog.
And you know we love them home dog. We got a couple of them here on a Thursday.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
And by the way, fade the Dibbers in just less than an hour. How about 3:50, okay?
Yeah, the pick is in.
Okay, 3:50, fade the Dibbers, Ravens, Dolphins, Lamar is back. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Also want to give you some... scoopage a little bit on being inside the room with the Giants introducing Tony Vitello today. We'll do all that next. Your phone calls welcome, 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.